I remember when I didn't have a cell phone. Not when it was turned off. Not when I forgot it on the kitchen table. A time when it simply didn't exist. If I left the house, I was gone. Not unreachable, just unavailable. If someone needed me, they waited. If I was late, I explained later. And no one was offended by that. We memorized telephone numbers back then, or at least the important ones. If you didn't know a number, you wrote it down on paper, which you could lose. If you missed a call, you missed it. There was no message waiting, no record of what you hadn't answered. The moment passed, and life moved on. There was a kind of freedom in that, and a kind of trust. Today, I can reach almost anyone, almost any time, almost anywhere, and they can reach me. That's convenient and reassuring. But it also means we carry each other with us everywhere we go. Every delay needs explaining. Every silence feels intentional. Now, I'm not saying it's worse, it's just different. I remember a time when being unavailable wasn't something to apologize for. It was simply the way the world worked. I remember a time when I didn't have a remote control. If you wanted to change the channel, you got up. That was the technology. Sometimes you adjusted the antenna carefully. Because if you moved it the wrong way, everything disappeared. Someone in the room always became the remote, usually the youngest, sometimes the one sitting closest. You didn't flip through channels endlessly back then. There weren't that many to flip through. And when you pick something, you tended to stay with it. Television was something you shared, usually with the family. You negotiated it. You argued about it. And occasionally, you lost. When the television went off for the night, it really went off. The room got quiet, and you noticed the people you were sitting with. I remember a time when I didn't have Amazon. If you wanted something, you shopped at stores and looked for it. And if the store didn't have it, you might have tried another one. Shopping wasn't instant back then. It required a little patience and a little imagination. I remember when shopping meant the Sears catalog. It showed up once a year, thick and heavy, and landed on the table like an event. You didn't scroll through it. You sat with it. You circled things. You folded corners. You made notes. If you ordered something, you waited, sometimes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes longer. It didn't arrive the next day. There was no tracking number, no updates on your cell phone. Just a quiet hope that one day a box would arrive at the door, and when it did, it felt earned. I remember a time when I didn't have an Alexa. Sometimes she's annoying, but I didn't have one. Now I have three. Maybe four. I had to remember things myself. I had to remember to take my pills. Now, Alexa reminds me every morning. I still might forget. I used to keep a written grocery list, and if I forgot to write something down, that item didn't magically appear. Now I tell Alexa, add potato chips to the grocery list. I still might forget to buy them. Once, music came from the radio or from records. Now, there's a small white box on the corner, and I say, Alexa, play some big band music. And she does. There are times when I don't know where I put my glasses. Alexa, where are my glasses? I'm not sure I can help you with that, Tom. Sometimes I'm wearing them. It can feel like everything wants an answer, right now. A reply, a reaction, a like. I'm not saying the past was better, just different. What I know is this. We adapted then, and we're adapting now. Life keeps moving forward. And the only constant in life is change.